Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. According to our guest today, Ellen Shapiro, the missing link to the law of attraction, as it's usually taught, is resonance. The results we attract in our lives are mostly controlled by our subconscious resonance or vibration, not by what we consciously desire, feel, visualize, and believe. Stay tuned to the show today and learn how to identify your subconscious resonance and align it with what you consciously desire. In the next hour, you'll learn to manifest the new partner, money, client, or whatever else you're wanting in your life with greater ease and speed. And I just had a session with Ellen a couple nights ago, and it was really great, and I feel my beliefs and patterns shifting beautifully as a result. And after the session, Ellen sent me a copy of the Deservability Prayer. It's a prayer from the Unity Church, and I've been reading it aloud every day when I do my morning meditation, and I love it. And I'm going to share a shortened version of the prayer with you. I am deserving. I deserve all good. Not some, not a little bit, but all good. I now move past all negative, restricting thoughts. I release and let go of the limitations of my parents. I love them and release them and go beyond them. I am not their limiting beliefs. I am not bound by the fears or prejudices of the society I live in. I no longer identify with limitations of any kind. The totality of possibilities lie before me. I deserve life, a good life. I deserve love, an abundance of love. I deserve joy and happiness. I deserve freedom to be all that I can be. I deserve all good. I accept this abundant life with joy, pleasure, and gratitude, for I am deserving. I accept it. I know it to be true. And so it is. And welcome to the show, Ellen.
Thank you so much, Lynette. And so it is.
So Ellen is a Thrive Your Life teacher and mentor for conscious and evolving women, women who are ready to thrive in their businesses and in love. And since 1999, Ellen has been guiding clients to more happiness, confidence, fulfilling relationships, and prosperity with her life-changing energy work. And her work is called Accelerated Belief Clearing, and it brings together multiple systems and trainings, including resonance repatterning, soul clearing, and ancestral alchemy, in addition to a dozen other tools that Ellen has. She's been on a journey of awakening and personal growth for over 30 years. And to round it all out, she also has 15 years experience as a CPA in New York City. And she puts all of that together in a lovely package. And she's here today to share with us how to raise our resonance and manifest with greater ease and speed. So, again, welcome, Ellen.
Thank you so much, Lynette. I feel like I just got a session from you reading that, disability prayer, and hearing this biography of this amazing person. It's like, oh, that's me.
Yep, that's you. So, Ellen, you're welcome. You're welcome, dear. So I know what you mean by resonance, but I know that not everybody's going to know what you mean by that. So Can you explain what you mean by resonance and how we figure out what we're resonating with and give some examples of that?
Sure. Yeah, so resonance is, the word resonance comes from resonate. So when you strike a bell, it resonates. It creates a vibration. So we're actually living in a sea of vibrations. Everything actually has a vibration or a resonance. Most of the time, we might call that what we feel. So if you walk into a room where there's been an argument, even if you didn't hear it with your ears, you come in and you just feel something in your gut. That's the resonance. You're feeling the resonance of the energy that is there. So we're actually being constantly influenced by the resonance, especially of people that we're close to, but also to the consciousness, to the news we hear, the things that people are talking about. So actually there's an interesting question to even ask: how much of what we're doing and thinking is even comes from us, and how much of it is a resonance that we've picked up from other people?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So resonance, again, we don't, on some level, we don't have a choice about it. Like if we were growing up and somebody told us, you'll never be any good at anything, or you're stupid, or something like that. When we're young, especially, and we don't have our own ability to discriminate, we will pick up the resonance of those words, even though it may not be true at all. So we can still be resonating or aligned with a message that we got that's not even true. So the same thing in our adult lives, if we're saying, I want to have money, but we have a resonance that says, that's for other people, not for me. Or if I have money, something bad will happen, or people will be jealous. You can have a million different belief systems about that. The resonance is what's going to win out, not what we're consciously intending. So you can see how resonance is both a gift and it can work against us if we're not aware of what we're resonating with.
Yeah, I experience this myself a lot, and it gets a little frustrating sometimes, but I try to make a fun game out of it to just be more aware and to notice what I'm actually believing rather than what I think I'm believing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so the idea is that a lot of our resonance is actually subconscious, which is why it's hard to get at it from being analytical and just asking ourselves, okay, well, what do I resonate with? Because we can resonate with something we don't even believe in, like we know it's false. So that's a lot of the work that I do, helps people to zero in on what are they actually resonating with. So it can be surprising sometimes. Like, for example, there's a particular repatterning session. I'll tell you more about that later when we get into that. But it's called the commitment repatterning. And it looks at what percentage are we resonating with of commitment to something. So there was an example of a couple that came in. They were trying to conceive a child, and they were working very hard at it. You know, I think she was doing in vitro and spending lots of money and making lots of effort. But the testing showed that she was 3% committed and he was 5% committed. So that's like saying, you know, 95% of his energy was not aligned with having a child. So, you know, you can imagine how much more difficult that would make it. You know?
Yeah, and I suppose in that case you might want to look at if you actually really do want to have a child or not.
Right. Well, obviously, there was some part of them that did, and there was a big part that was saying, like, no way, man. And so, you know, the work was helping them uncover what was behind all that. And either way, whatever they decide, you know, it's like get yourself 100% behind whatever you're wanting to do. Get your conscious and your unconscious mind aligned, and then you really have your full power working for you as opposed
Absolutely.
To driving with the brakes on. Yeah.
Yeah. Before I manifested my partner, I really thought that I wanted a partner. I thought I wanted it more than anything. And then one weekend, I'd had bronchitis, and I had time to really think about things and sit with the truth. And I realized that there was a lot of me that was against the idea of having a relationship because I didn't really believe that I could have the kind of relationship I really wanted. And if I didn't have the kind of relationship I really wanted, then I'd rather not have one. So when I got really clear about what I really wanted and gave myself permission to ask for that, I mean, you know, I've told the story in air several times, but he literally came to my door 15 minutes later And I had been seeking for, you know, a decade before that. And having, you know, really frustrated, painful results, you know, with fun in between, of course, but not getting what I wanted. And when I finally realized that a part of me was against what I was asking for and got clear on what I really wanted and asked for that, it came immediately.
Wow. That is awesome. You are a master manifester.
Well, I was just saying, as an example of the power of resonance, when I got clear about what I wanted, then it could be something that I could completely align with and send out that manifestation wholeheartedly, 100%, rather than a piece of me going, that's not what I really want.
Right. You got 100% behind it. You got clear on the parts of you that weren't behind it and moved them out of the way.
Yeah, and to keep the relationship going at such a high level of happiness and bliss, I've had to look at myself many times and see where I go back into old beliefs of not receiving. So I'll be with him, but I won't allow myself to receive what I really want sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, then we both get just kind of not completely happy with each other anymore. And so then I'll notice that and I'll get back in alignment with what I actually really want and say, okay, yes, I can have this. And immediately we go back into a very open-hearted, loving space again. So it wasn't just a one-time, even though I got there right away after, you know, a decade of working on myself and it manifested instantly.
Right.
You know, to stay in that place of, you know, blissful connection and having the relationship of my dreams, I have to keep saying yes and keep giving myself permission to have what I actually really want. And we are at break time. It sort of snuck up on me. You're listening to WBLQ. We'll be right back with more manifestation after this quick break.
Bonum Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality?
How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Bumdum Selecta!
Okay. Welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. We're doing Beyond the Law of Attraction, Manifesting with Resonance. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and our guest today is Thrive Your Life teacher, Ellen Shapiro. Okay, Ellen. I don't know how much of that stumbling around was live. All right. So we were talking about resonance and receiving before we went to the break. And that brought up, I know that you have a class that you're teaching, a teleclass on becoming an excellent receiver. And so that brought that up to my mind for you to share with people. You're doing that December 7th
mm-hmm.
at 9 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And how would people sign up for this class?
Just go to my website, which is repattern.com, www.repattern.com, that's one word, and just put your name in the opt-in box and you'll get the reminders about the call. So, absolutely, becoming an excellent receiver is a really important thing, especially when people are talking about prosperity or love. You know, what you were just talking about is such a beautiful example of how, you know, it's not just that we receive something once. So a relationship comes along, then we need to continue to be able to receive in the relationship. Or money comes along or a job opportunity. It's not a one-time thing. It's part of the ongoing flow of life. And I work a lot with women, and I find that this is a really a big issue, is about receiving. We're all taught to give. But receive? Whoa. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, absolutely. And giving and receiving are just two parts of the same whole. And I used to definitely be someone who gave and gave and gave and gave and gave and didn't receive, didn't think I was supposed to receive, didn't feel comfortable receiving. And I definitely burned out. I ran out of stuff to give. And it's been just the last couple of years that I've been learning to receive. And at first, it felt impossible, but it's gotten easier and easier and easier. And I'm really blessed to have a partner who is so giving to me that I get to practice receiving every day. So I like that.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, and I also let people know that you can subscribe to Ellen's website for a special report on 5 keys to unlock your prosperity power. They'll help get you started unlocking the prosperity power, and you can get that at Ellen's website, which is, you want to say that again, Ellen?
Yep, www.repattern.com, repattern.com.
Okay, great. All right, so that threw me off a little bit. Having happened differently than I was anticipating, and that is a lesson that I'm it's definitely up for me right now, so it makes sense that would happen on air, that I have such strong ideas of how I want things to go and how I want things to be, and when the two don't match, I often don't flow with it very well, and that's something that I'm really working on. And I know that the universe has been really kind and generous and given me lots of opportunities to learn to roll with things more and to flow with things, and that when I do that, that then I can be in a really blissful, relaxed, happy space. So thank you, universe, for ongoing lessons.
Right on. I know what you mean.
So how can we change our resonance? So for someone who, let's say they have been living in poverty their whole life and maybe work really hard but always have something happen that would take the money away, or can never quite get that job, even people who've gotten the education or done all the work in their business, and things just aren't coming together financially. And maybe they consciously would say they believe that there's all abundance and all that, but what's happening in their life is showing that their unconscious patterning, or their resonance, as you would say, is aligned with lack. How do they change that?
Great question. And I would say two sort of big answers to that. one, the way you do it yourself, and then, you know, I work with people on that kind of thing. But for yourself, I mean, like, daily repetition of the prayer, like that you just offered in the beginning, the deservability prayer. I had a husband and wife that actually would read that to each other in the morning, and they said it really transformed their life. So that's one way, but basically the idea, whether you work with a practitioner or you work on your own, is again changing your vibration, so, or your resonance. And so what is your resonance actually, what does it really consist of? I don't think I defined that psychologically. So one part is our beliefs. One part is our emotional response to things. It's also our resonance is our behavior has a certain resonance to it. So if somebody has a lot of money and they act like they don't, they're actually going to feel very poor. And you've probably, I've met people like this that don't have a lot of money, but they're so focused on gratitude and being grateful for everything that they don't have a poverty vibration at all. So a lot of it, again, is just what you're focusing on. So for people you were talking about, I would definitely say they can do affirmations, visualizations, movement. So how would you move your body if you were more abundant? So there's a lot of different channels through which we can change our vibration. The main thing is getting the unconscious beliefs or attitudes or memories that go against. So if somebody has a long history of something, it's very ingrained in them that this is what life is or this is how life is for me. So it's harder to change that. You know, it's no getting around that. But you have to feed yourself other ideas and other things, like looking at, okay, what is working in my life? Because whatever you focus on will expand and get bigger. So for somebody in that situation, the solution might be, you know, someone else might say, well, okay, that's all well and good. You know, they're thinking positive. They're focusing on things that give them a good feeling in their bodies. But how is it going to get them out of being broke? So it's not that you do those things and you're immediately going to have, like, you know, dollar bills fly in the window. I mean, I actually do have a client that found money under a bush, but you know, it usually doesn't work that way. And, you know, so it might be that, like, I don't know if you've ever, sometimes I'll go into a grocery store and there's a person there, they're just working the grocery store, they're probably making minimum wage, but they have such a happy vibration that I want to be around them. So, you know, those stories about, like, you know, somebody who was a playwright and miraculously their idea got found in the garbage pail, like J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books. She'd been rejected many times, and this one day this copy editor finds a black folder in her garbage, and for some odd reason, I'm sure it had to do with resonance, she picks it up, reads it, and says, hey, this is really good. And that's how Harry Potter thing got started. So opportunities can come in mysterious ways that don't work on a linear fashion. So you might say, I'm just tanking along in my life over here. How am I going to, you know, make money or be connected to a world where people are more successful or people can help me? And when you change your vibration, anything is possible. But if you're in this, you know, poor me or just this is how life is, I'm not even going to try, you know, to put out anything different, or I don't really have a sense of any possibilities, you know, if you argue for your limitations, they will tend to come true. So the first step, I think, is really being open and willing to have a change and being willing to even consider new possibilities. If somebody's really had a hard life or has had a series of tough things happen, that sounds easy, but that can be the biggest thing of all. It's just making that switch to possibility from no possibility. Once you start down that road, all kinds of things are possible.
Absolutely. That's so true. And I've experienced that again and again in my life. When I'm in the state of no possibility, then from that place I could work really hard and strive and things just don't flow well. But when I change my inner attitude and open up to the place of possibility, then it starts to come with ease. And the work just has pretty immediate results. And sometimes the results I can't see immediately, but I feel better immediately, and that's the result that I most want. And we are now going to go to our second break. And before we go, I want to say again that we're talking to Ellen Shapiro, and she's teaching us to manifest with resonance. And her website is www.repattern.com, and you can go to her site and sign up to get started on the 5 keys to unlock your prosperity power. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Come down, Selecta.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have Ellen Shapiro speaking with us about manifesting with resonance beyond the law of attraction. So, Ellen, tell us again how we can find you on the web.
Okie doke. It's www.repattern.com.
Great. And Ellen has on her site, what is it again? It was a 5 keys to unlock your prosperity power. So you can get that for free on her site, which is repattern.com. Okay, I was checking to make sure I said that right. Repattern, not repattern. It's repattern.com.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And she also has a free teleclass on becoming an excellent receiver coming up on 12/7. So if you get on her newsletter, If you sign up at our website, you'll get the 5 keys to unlock your prosperity power, and you can also get this free teleclass. And becoming an excellent receiver is so important if you want to manifest, if you want to change things in your life. So make sure you go to repattern.com, get the 5 keys to unlock your prosperity power, and you will also be able to get the information about becoming an excellent receiver for free. Okay, Ellen, I know you do something called accelerated belief clearing. Could you explain what that is?
Sure. So that is my new name for my work. I've been kind of looking for years because I do a number of different systems. And like, okay, what was a name that described what it really did? And so I came up with that. And again, it is belief clearing. Belief is one piece of the resonance puzzle. But accelerated belief clearing is actually my blending of several different systems. One is called resonance repatterning, and some members of the audience may have known that under its old name, which is holographic repatterning. Another piece to it is something called soul clearing. And the third part is ancestral alchemy, which is based on family constellations work. And both the soul clearing and the ancestral alchemy work is really about, we can have, like, somebody may have been in therapy, maybe they've done coaching, and they've cleared a lot of their unconscious patterns, they've aligned a lot of their resonance, but there's still a missing piece. So I was very happy to find both of these systems, which look at other levels of causation to our problems. So, for example, in the ancestral alchemy work, which again is based on Bert Hellinger's family constellations work, we might have something, for example, again, somebody's working really hard on their prosperity and their business, and they attain a certain amount of success, and then something happens that suddenly they're like, what happened? I just got all this debt or all these expenses, or something happens, and they never really break through to the next level. And it turns out that their grandfather lost his fortune in the Depression. And they may not have even known their grandfather, but they're repeating what's called, in that work, a loyalty. They're, like, unconsciously sort of staying loyal to the family pattern. And so, you know, they can't get beyond it, or they keep repeating what happened to a relative in the past. So those are the kinds of things most people, you know, where would you even think of that in a million years? Oh, well, maybe I'm repeating my grandfather's pattern. Maybe it's your great-grandfather that you never met. So these things are in our field. They're in our energy field. They're part of the influence. And so unless you clear that, you're going to have the same kind of results with that. Same thing with there's a repatterning called the Nun-Karma repatterning, and that's N-U-N. And that has to do with vows that people have made in past lives of poverty, renunciation, obedience, invisibility. So about 2 years ago, when this repatterning was first written, I looked at it and said, wow, I must have taken a vow of invisibility, because I'm working on the phone and just, I'm not living a visible life. So that's been a whole shift for me in the last 2 years. So those are just some examples of the many different levels of patterns that really, unless you're trained in this kind of work or this kind of thinking, it wouldn't even occur to you that you could be influenced by these things. And especially, again, I work a lot with women and their success, and a lot of women, you know, in the Middle Ages, there was a lot of persecution of women as witches. People were burned at the stake, throats cut, all kinds of terrible things. And many of us still have the vibration of, if I'm too visible, if I'm out there with my work, if I'm controversial, if I'm too seen, my energy is too large, it's dangerous. And so those are really important things to clear if we're going to be the light in the world that we want to be, and if we want to be successful.
Yeah, I can, excuse me, I can relate to a lot of the things that you're saying, and which brought up the point of needing help, because I know that we can do a lot to change our resonance on our own by opening to possibility and all kinds of things that we can do to practice increasing our own energetic vibration. And I also know that we need help, that people right. need, you know, some assistance. So I see that you're offering a 50% discount on a private session for the first 5 people who call or email you after the show. And how about if you, do you have a number that you could give on air that people could call and they could, like, leave a message while we're continuing to talk?
Sure. Yeah, that number is 973-655-1745, and I'll repeat that again. It's 973-655-1745. And you can also email me at heartsabode@gmail.com. So that's heartsabode@gmail.com.
Great. And for anyone who listens to the replay, don't be afraid to either call or email. You never know. A lot of times people think, oh, that's already taken, and they'll be surprised there'll be a spot left. So give Ellen a call, and she does wonderful work and can really get you started and can help you see things that you wouldn't see on your own otherwise. So what changes have you seen with yourself and your clients as a result of this work?
Another great question, and I'm sitting here in my friend's house in New Mexico looking out at the mountains, and I just said to her before the interview began, because one of my programs is called Joyful Manifesting, I said, this is Joyful Manifesting in action, that I live in New Mexico. My friend has done the Joyful Manifesting program with me a number of times, and it's helped her sell her house and all kinds of different things. So, moving from New York City, where I grew up, and even though I loved it when I was young, I'm a nature person. I needed to live in a sunny climate. And through lots of healing work, including the repatterning work and receiving sessions from other people and working on myself and applying a lot of the principles of manifesting, I was able to finally make the break from where I was living. I was in New Jersey at that point, and moved to Santa Fe, and a lot of things that I worked on for years had finally manifested. Another big one earlier in my life was changing my career. I used to work as an accountant full-time. So from an accountant full-time in the concrete canyons of New York to working as a healer, coach, mentor, teacher in the canyons of New Mexico, an amazing journey. And sometimes I still go, wow, I really live here. This is amazing. So those are some of the bigger changes, and along the way there's been a lot of inner shifts for me. I'm just really a different person, a lot more confident. I have tools for when I get into tough places that I would never have dreamed of before. So I have more of a feeling of mastery in my life, that it's not that life is always going to be perfect and, you know, roses and sunshine every day. That's just not how it is on planet Earth. But I know that I can move through things more quickly. So if there are challenges, I have ways I don't need to stay stuck in it. And if I happen to get into a place where the old beliefs start coming in, I just say, thank you for sharing. And I don't live in that reality anymore. So I get to live a lot more choice about what I think and what I feel and how I experience every day. And that's same thing for my clients. That is really my goal, is to help people live more the life that they choose rather than be ruled by their subconscious programs and patterns. And I think that that's very much in alignment with where humanity as a whole is moving into, is greater responsibility for the world we create. That it's not just about authorities doing things to us, or this is the way I was born, this is how it is. It's like, okay, I can create now with the power of my will and my good thoughts. So all the more reason to be positively resonating with what you want to make that really happen, and to bring up the things that are in our unconscious that go against that. so we don't
fabulous.
Have to be run by that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful, Ellen. So you can find Ellen at www.repattern.com. That's www.repattern.com. And could you give your number and email just quickly? We have like 30 seconds before break.
Sure.
The first five people who email or call her will get a 50% discount on a private session with Ellen. You want to take her up on this. What's the number?
973-655-1745, and it's heartsabode@gmail.com.
Okay, the number one more time.
973-655-1745.
Great. Be one of the first five to call, and you will get a 50% off a private session with Ellen and start manifesting with ease now. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Bonam Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bonam Selecta.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today I have Ellen Shapiro, and she teaches Thrive Your Life. And she's sharing with us Beyond the Law of Attraction, Manifesting with Resonance. You can find her at www.repattern.com. And if you go to her site, you can get the 5 keys to unlock your prosperity power for free. And you will also get on her newsletter, so you will be able to get information about free teleclasses that she does. And she has one coming up in just a few days. Actually, it's December 7th, and it's on becoming an excellent receiver. So go to www.repattern.com, get on her newsletter, get her free report, and you will also get to be in the free teleclass and learn to be an excellent receiver, which will help you for the rest of your life. Ellen also gave a very, very generous offer, 50% discount on a private session with her for the first five who call or email her after the show. So could you give your number and email one more time, Ellen?
Sure. It's 973-655-1745. I'll repeat that. 973-655-1745. My email address is heartsabode@gmail.com. So it's heart, like the human heart, heartsabode@gmail.com.
Fabulous. All right. So, Ellen, for those listening now that would like to make a shift in this moment immediately, what advice could you give them for changing their resonance, changing their vibration just right now in this moment?
Okay. So I'm going to give you, like, this is like a mini session you can do on yourself. So the first one is, okay, if there's something you're not liking in your life or a result you keep experiencing or something you want that keeps not happening, the first question to ask yourself is, what might I be believing? Not consciously, but like, can even take it away from yourself. What would a person have, what is it likely that I'm believing that could lead to this outcome? And you'll come up with something if you really start asking that question. So then you get to, okay, so this is a thing, this is a belief, or this is the feeling that I want to change. I want to change my resonance with this belief. So then to do that, here's a couple of quick ways you can do that. So as I said, your resonance is your feelings, your beliefs. So a lot of the positive affirmation work that you may have heard about is working with the conscious mind and working with your beliefs. So you can do that. Like, what is a more positive belief that I would rather choose? And then work with that, meaning you could journal it, you could write it on a little post-it note, repeat it. And the more senses you can involve in something like that, the more powerful it's going to be. So if you read a positive belief with feeling, and then if you feel it in your body, like, how would I feel if this was true? So you let your body feel as if this is actually true. And the statement will get more powerful if you can say it in a way that doesn't immediately provoke, like, oh, come on, right? So if I say, I'm really struggling to pay the bills, and I say, I now have $1 million, the subconscious mind's going to go, no way, man. So it's a lot harder. If I say, I am now manifesting lots more prosperity in my life, and I don't necessarily even say dollar amounts, my subconscious mind goes, okay, I can do that. So that's part of it. And then just some other quick ways to change your resonance. I'll give you some really quick, easy ones. So these are things we might actually do in a session. Is simply nodding your head yes. So you're thinking of something you want to create, or you're thinking of the new positive belief to replace the negative one. Just nod your head yes. It's like saying yes to yourself. This is also really useful when you're in conversation and you want to lift someone's energy. And it actually boosts your immune system, which is really awesome for just a little gesture. Another thing you can do if you find yourself, let's say you're watching the news or somebody says something really negative and you're just like, whoa. You can do something called a zip up. What you do with that is you take your hand as though you were pulling up a zipper, like the zipper of your pants. So you bring your hand down to your pelvis level with your palm out, and you just bring your hand up the midline of your body. When you get up to just about your chin level, you begin to bring your hand out in front of you. So you're just like zipping up this big zipper. When you reach your hand out, don't zip down. Have your hand move out to the side and then back down. So any movement that we make bringing our hands up is energizing to our conception vessel. That's the Chinese meridian or energy pathway in the body. And you can just feel it. If you watch speakers, you can see that people that are inspiring or symphony conductors are raising their hands up. If you want to control people, if you're very in this authoritarian mood, you bring your hand down. So if you watch dictators, you know, old films of people like that, you can watch them literally bringing people's energy down. So just simple movements like that can really change our resonance.
Fabulous. Wonderful. Thank you, Ellen. So I hope everyone listening will be raising those arms up, nodding that head yes, and right. having a fabulous weekend. Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, you can find Ellen at www.repattern.com. Thank you for joining Opening to Ecstasy today, Ellen.
Oh, thank you so much, Lynette.
So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, you'll learn how to have better breakthroughs for better results. Everyone encounters a brick wall or two in their path to success, and blasting through those walls with speed and clarity ensures faster, more effective results. So tune in next week, and Kathy Shiern, PhD, will discuss the most important components of achieving better breakthroughs for better results. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I send love and blessings to each and every one of you. Please open your heart and receive it. If you have trouble receiving, be sure you go to www.repattern.com. Get on Ellen's newsletter so you can get the free teleclass, Excellent, you know, Becoming an Excellent Receiver, that starts the second week of December. Many, many blessings to you.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact... Listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.